All right, we're here with Pete, and it looks like the Iditarod 2015 is underway. How are we doing this morning, Pete?
Oh, good. Sucked down some coffee and going to head to Eureka this afternoon to do another run.
So talk to us about what happens this week. The Iditarod actually started for you months ago with the entry fee. Talk about when you have to have that in and how that all works before you get to the Iditarod. There's some things that need to happen.
We signed up in June, and that's the early sign up if you want to draw your starting position from the group of mushers that sign up on that first day. So we signed up back then, and since then there's a few bits of paperwork sign up, and since then there hasn't been a whole lot. And then in the last month or two there's been some more paperwork, and then the last few days was to do our EKG and blood work stuff, and had a vet look the team over, and that there's more paperwork involved in that, and now we're pretty much done with all that.
So talk to us what would happen if you were when you were on your rookie race. Talk to us about a qualifier race and what you had to do to prove yourself before you could run the Iditarod.
The previous year before I ran, so in 2009, I had to run, and they've tweaked qualifying rules a little bit since I was qualified, but I believe it was 750 miles or 500 miles of races that you had to finish. So I did the Cuspa 300 that year, and the Tustamina 200, and the Kobuk 440. So that's how I qualified the year prior to my first.
And does that all have to be done in 1 year?
I believe it's supposed to be done the year prior, but I don't know if they all have to be done the year before. I just think you can't do them the season leading up to the race.
Well, I see. So basically, they want to have an experienced musher and team that kind of has an idea what they're doing, and before they hit the trail.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea behind it.
So then you show up in Anchorage on the week of the race. What kind of things are you going to be doing this week leading up to the race on the ceremonial start on Saturday?
Like I said, we got most of the stuff done with getting checked out, so going to try to do a run today, and hopefully I'd like to do a run tomorrow. And these 2 days are kind of open for whatever I want to do. And then Thursday is a musher meeting in Anchorage, so I'll be going in probably Wednesday night, and Thursday morning we'll go to the musher meeting and spend most of the afternoon there, and then from there it's the banquet on Thursday evening. So we'll be at that, and then Friday is off day. Do whatever final adjustments we need to do for the ceremonial start on Saturday, and then Saturday is the ceremonial start, and that will take a good portion of the afternoon up by the time we get across town and get the dogs loaded back up, and then it'll probably be back to Palmer on Saturday evening. And then Sunday morning, get up and drive to Fairbanks, and that'll take a good part of the day, and hopefully get up there at a decent hour and get settled in Sunday night for Monday morning start.
Great. Sounds like fun. Talk to us about the how the drawing works. Do you draw based on your position, based on when you signed up?
Well, so let's say there's 50 teams that sign up the first day, so they take those 50 teams, and then it's not in the actual order that you sign up. They take those 50 teams that signed up on the first day, and they scramble those names and randomly give you a number from 1 to 50. So I signed up on the first day, and I think I can't remember, I think it's 7th or 8th, I want to say, is the number that I randomly got. So I'll be the 8th one. Or if I'm number 8, I'll be the 8th one to pick my number from a group of 50 different numbers. If 50 people were to sign up that first day, know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So yeah. and then you'll draw your you'll be the 8th person to draw your position out of the group of the first day's sign ups.
Yeah. So basically, if you sign up on the first day, you have a shot at drawing bib number 1 sign up on the first day, you have no shot of drawing bib number one.
Well, bib number two, because bib number one is the
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Cool. Well, off to Eureka where there's some snow, because talk to us about a Eureka that's been kind of a new spot, and it sounds like you're liking it.
Yeah, I've heard about it for a while, and it's so snowless here in Wasilla and Palmer, and I usually try to run out of Big Lake or Willow a few times, but I see most of those guys are packing up and heading elsewhere to train too, so I heard of Eureka in the past and wanted to check it out. Went up there, and it's not too far from where I'm staying, about an hour and a half, hour 40, and it's a whole different world up there right now. There's what they claim to be very little bit of snow for their standards, but for dogs, it's perfect. There's like a foot and a half of snow, and temperatures have been good. Yeah, it's really nice.
Nice. Great. Well, and you have a helper with you?
No, not right now, but I don't have really enough stuff right now to keep two people busy, so I kind of prefer to do some of this last minute stuff on my own. Allows me to just focus more on what I need to focus on.
Sure. All right, Pete, have a good time.